with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. Independence Pass closed for the winter yesterday after a snowstorm that moved across Colorado dropped several inches of snow. It's the road's earliest closing since 2011, when the gates closed on November 2nd. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the road usually closes in early to mid-November. The department said plowing crews had trouble keeping up with the road conditions. The road typically reopens for the summer around Memorial Day, depending on how much snow there is to clear. The West Elk Loop Scenic and Historic Byway Steering Committee takes care of signs explaining the sites along a 205-mile stretch of road from Carbondale to Redstone, past the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park to the meadows of Crested Butte. Committee Chairman John Hoffman says they are now asking all of the counties, towns, tourism boards, and chambers of commerce along the loop to pay a membership fee, $500 a year for counties and $150 a year for everybody else.
We've never had a budget. We've never had any steady money coming in. Everything that we've done has been totally volunteer and will continue to be totally volunteer. But we have needed money for repairing the exhibits.
Hoffman says there are $30,000 worth of exhibit repairs needed. The committee hopes to raise $4,600 a year with the new fee. He says so far the idea is being well received. A new exhibit at Carbondale's R2 Gallery looks at how the digital age is shaping humans. Kristen Kay reports, Alarming creates a world that imitates the one found online.
For Alarming, Denver-based visual artist Kay Valetich and sound designer Sarah Espinoza collaborated to create an environment that Espinoza says mimics social media.
A lot of the design for all of the pieces has to do with being in a sort of a relaxing environment that's deceptively playful and calming, and then the more you interact and the more you engage with it, the more dull and boring it becomes.
The exhibit includes brightly colored clouds and emojis plastered on the walls, Valetich's interactive infinity mirror, and Espinoza's background soundtrack.
It seems relaxing at first, but it's so repetitive and so rhythmic, and it can either draw you in and hold you close, or it can make you go crazy.
Kind of like scrolling through that feed on Facebook or Instagram for too long. Alarming is on display through November 8th. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Aspen Skiing Company is getting a head start on snowmaking on Aspen Mountain with the latest cold temperatures. The Aspen Times reports snowmaking typically begins around November 1st, but there are plans to run 5 guns over the next couple of days. More than 4 inches of snow fell on the summit of Aspen Mountain over the weekend, with more snow in the coming days. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.